So one of the downfalls of being a being in the business arena is that there's a lot of scammy people that are out there, and you have to really watch out for them. So, you know, one of the most important things that I've learned is that anytime that you feel icky, you get sort of a spidey sense, it usually means that it's not going to be a good situation. So if you don't know me, I am Professor Dave Maslach. I'm Associate Professor of Innovation Strategy and Entrepreneurship. And I created this whole reciprocity project to give back as much as I possibly can. There's so many people to help me out that I wanted to pay the favor for to help you out. So there's really no way of knowing whether there is scammy people that's going to happen in your life, or you're going to run into sort of scammy situations. But in the business arena, especially those that are targeting, stuff online for sure, you just have to be very, very careful with any of that kind of stuff. And 9 times out of 10, unless it's from a legit source, it's probably something that's going to be a little scammy-ish. And you have to really look out for that. So, you know, how do you actually look out for scammy things and scammy sort of business deals? And I'm not talking about that they're not going to deliver. I'm talking about that they're going to oversell the situation, and they'll probably achieve what they are going to say that they're going to achieve, but generally they're going to be saying it's going to have much larger outcomes than you'd ever imagine. And, you know, as somebody that's novice, you might fall into that prey, and you might get scammed, basically. They'll deliver on some sort of outcome, but then the outcome won't be as amazing as what people suggested. So, you know, how do you make sure that you don't get scammed? You know, there's kind of three different ways. The first one is to only buy things from legitimate sources. So I tend to do that a lot. So I will buy things as much as I can from, you know, Amazon or branded, branded areas or branded things that have a legitimate name and people recognize what they are. That is super important, and that's going to save yourself a lot of time and effort, and a lot of moments of grief where you feel like you've been scammed. I think that is the critical one. The second one, but it's not as good, in terms of like having that sort of legitimate, very legitimate source that you know somebody's going to back you up. But it is through some sort of personal reference. And that personal reference, whether it being a referral or talking to, you know, a friend or family member or stuff, those are important. But you have to be careful with them, because personal references can go awry a lot of times, especially because you need to understand who the other people are that are giving those references. And they might not know what's going on. They might not necessarily care as much as you do. And there's lots of variability in those personal references. So I really take those with a grain of salt, although I do think about them. But I definitely take them with a grain of salt, in the sense that I don't trust them completely, but you have to be, you might consider that. It would be sort of a 10% in your judgment model. But the key thing is talk to people that are trustworthy and that are willing to give you the truth. And that's the problem, when you get sort of personal references like that, is that there is so many people that are unwilling to give you the truth, or, you know, that they'll sort of sugarcoat things or whatever. You know, there's so many different dimensions to it that you're liable to get burnt, and you're liable to get into a situation that's not going to be very good for you. So just be very careful with that, with those personal references, extremely careful. And there's a lot of people you just can't trust. You really cannot trust, and you just have to go to, you know, find somebody that's built trust and that is willing to sit down and say, hey, not a great idea to do this. And that's going to be hard to do. And then the third thing, and it's probably a combination of all of this in terms of what to do, is to take things extremely slowly. You know, really build those relationships over time with experience and gradually get into it until you can be trust, you can trust the other partners or other people that you're interacting with. And that takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of effort, and you just have to go slowly and incrementally and not spend as much resources as you would like at the beginning, but just gradually build that trust. And even then, you still can't quite trust it. Something's going to happen. You just can't trust the other party. You really have to sort of be aware that something could happen. And it might not be the other party's fault. It could be all sorts of different things that could happen. You know, maybe that there is a pandemic, a global pandemic, that throws things out of whack or whatnot. But know that that is an important part of it, and always kind of have be ready for things to fall through. But just go slowly, and you'll be surprised. You know, how slow people actually move, especially people that have significant sums of money. And there's a deal that's being ready to sort of carry out. A lot of people will go fast, but a lot of people that have done very well in their life will be very slow to move on some of these things unless they crazy trust them. But even then, it still is like a slow moving. I'm talking like years before, you know, it's like the deal is completely, fully complete and whatnot, right? Like whatever you're working on, with any substantial sum of money with you. And so, you know, to avoid the scammy situations, go with that. Look for legitimate sources and legitimate, players, really legitimate. Get those references, you know, from people that you trust, very much important. And then the other thing is just take your time. There's no rush. Don't get panicky and know that you have to do something. It's just going to take some time and gradually build, gradually build. And, over the course of a decade or two, and that's what I want you to think about, is a decade or two, good things will happen. But it takes that long if you're going to do it properly and you're not going to get burnt. It's super important for you to do that and to have that decades-long mindset, multiple decades-long mindset, before you actually, you know, build something that's substantial. Now, people are going to argue with me and say, you know, all of these things, all of these different places, all of these different companies, all of these different situations have blown up much quicker than that. Yes. However, there is a great deal of luck in those situations, and there's a great deal of just being there at the right time, the right place. People that build things of substantial interest that other people recognize as it is something that's important usually will take several decades to do it and commit for several decades. This is a lot more along the norm of what people expect. You just look at most of the businesses, most of the organizations, you know, most of the nonprofits in this world, they don't happen overnight. It's not a big explosion that all of a sudden all this stuff happens. That might happen for the rare, you know, quote unquote unicorn organization, which is one that sort of explodes overnight and becomes a $1 billion company overnight. But for most businesses, most organizations, most deals, most things in your life, it's a gradual, slow process that happens over several decades until you get there. And then when you get there, it's going to feel like that's it. You know, like it's nothing. You want to be in that situation where it doesn't feel like it's luck, or it doesn't feel like it's like, oh my God, this amazing thing happened. You want to be in a situation where it's slow, gradual, and then when you get there, it's just like, okay, it just happened. There's nothing really special here. I knew it was going to happen, and then I just carry it out. And that's it. That's really it. That means you've actually done things very strategically. It means you've been very careful, and you plan things out to have that sort of slow, gradual growth. That is actually what you want to achieve. It's slow. And even, I want you to remember, like, even if it's remarkably fast, right? Remarkably fast in terms of growth of anything, you know, an organization might be 40% per year. That's beating the market by a lot, by a landslide, 40% per year. That's still going to seem ridiculously slow. And it's still going to feel like, man, we're not getting anywhere. It's slow. It's gradual. But that is okay. And that's where you want to be in that mindset. You're not going to get scammed. Or you're likely to still get scammed. But that scamming is going to be, like, less so. And you have to keep that in mind when you do this. So get out there. Go do some amazing things. And let me know if this was helpful. All right, take care. Have a wonderful day.